Morning and welcome to today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah, a little bit of a late start, and if the audio on Facebook is a little lower, I apologize, I don't have the mic plugged in. I'm going to start with the Hasidic teaching for today from the Hayom Yom compilation of Hasidic, of daily Hasidic anecdotes, and the teaching comes from a letter written by the founder of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, after his release from imprisonment in Soviet Russia in 1778, and his incarceration was the result of slander brought against him by the opponents of the Hasidic movement known as the Misnagdim. Gracias for checking in from Mexico, okay, Veronica. The Alter Rebbe was liberated, and it was a great vindication for the Hasidic movement, Hasidic teachings, and so on. But in the letter that the Rebbe writes to his Hasidim, he tells them to be humble and not to gloat in victory, and quotes the saying of our sages that a person should be of humble spirit in the presence of everybody, and that there's a verse in which it says the way one person's heart is toward another will reflect back at you. In other words, the verse actually says the way your face is in the water is the way it reflects back. So the water is like a mirror, and whatever facial expression you make is what's going to be projected back at you. The interpretation, understanding is that the same thing applies to our feelings towards another person. So if we have positive feelings towards another person, then, and they're real and they're genuine, then that is going to elicit a positive reaction. If we have negative feelings towards someone, then it's going to elicit a negative reaction. So the type of energy we put out is the type of energy that we're going to get back. And the Alter Rebbe was saying that if the Chassidim will put out positive energy to the opponents, which was not an easy thing for them to do because the opposition was vicious in many respects. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe was not anything but vindictive, but understood that if the Chassidim remain positive influencers, ultimately that's going to prevail. And that's exactly what happened. Didn't happen right away, but over time, the opposition that was very, very mainstream in the Orthodox world to the Hasidic community eventually dissipated, and in fact, many of those who were in opposition became Hasidim themselves. And so that in large measure has to do with the Alter Rebbe insisting that Chassidim never get negative or vindictive, but stay positive, judge others favorably. In other words, that the opposition was coming from a genuine place, even though it was misguided, and eventually people will be won over. So that's the Chassidic teaching for today. Today's entitled Healthy Integrative Medicine, Healthy Body, Healthy Soul. This is an example of that, because a lot of the psychological stress that we have, we all understand today that a lot of the physical ailments that we suffer from have a lot to do with our psychological, mental, and emotional state. And the Torah portion of today, the second day of this week of Parshas Vaschanon, includes the verse Unishmartem Me'od L'Nafshi Seich, which means you shall protect your So our sages understand that to actually mean that the Torah is mandating that we maintain our physical health. So that physical health is not just a choice, it's actually an obligation, it's actually a mitzvah to be healthy, which means everything from starts first and foremost with diet, nutrition, and then exercise, sleep, etc., etc. What's interesting is that the way the Torah phrases this is not you shall maintain a healthy body but a healthy soul. But if the Torah is talking about physical health, why does it use the word nefesh, which is the word soul? So this is the original source for integrative medicine, as the Hasidic masters and the Kabbalists explain. A healthy body is leads to a healthy soul, which means that the entry level to be able to have a healthy soul, which is to be focused on our purpose and to be able to live a meaningful life, it starts with being in a physical, physically healthy state. Now, physical, by the way, doesn't only mean the things that I mentioned, which are nutrition and sleep and so on and so forth. That also means physiological, as in mental, psychological, emotional. So that means that dealing with all of those things in a healthy way creates an overall healthy mindset in which we can contemplate being more spiritually focused. But if we're distracted by physical and physiological health issues that are not addressed, then it becomes an impediment to be able to be fully present and engaged in service, because we're still dealing with unresolved health issues, again, whether they're physical or physiological. And one of the things that we actually learn from yesterday's fast day of Tisha B'Av, which is a day of mourning, is that it's important. Mourning means that a person is conscious of an event, a traumatic event, and we don't sort of sweep it under the carpet, but we have a whole day dedicated to that, which means it's important to be able to grieve, to express, and to confront calamity, trauma, and so on. That's part of having a healthy mental state. And so that's the entry point, and that's the gateway to be able to have a healthy soul. It starts with having a healthy physical and physiological state of being and state of mind. That's the so that's the original source for integrative medicine. The Torah, of course, is the Torah of truth. So everything that we're discovering today, which is the integration between body soul, is all embedded within the truth of Torah. That's the Torah reading for today. And in the Tanya section for today, the Alter Rebbe talks about why it is that we're not fully attuned to the full spiritual sensation that comes with doing mitzvot, particularly the mitzvah of tzedakah. Giving charity is such a booster for the soul. It's like the soul is, that nothing gives a soul greater pleasure than to extend itself for someone else. But we don't always necessarily feel that. In general, we don't always necessarily feel the ecstasy that the soul feels when it is activated in doing a mitzvah. The question is why? And Alter Rebbe says this is one of the symptoms of being in exile, which is very prescient, because yesterday, Tisha B'Av, and today for that matter, we are very much cognizant of the exile. Exile means the destruction of the first temple by the Babylonians, the destruction of the second temple by the Romans, which not only displaced the Jewish people, put us into exile in terms of being in the diaspora, but it means we're in a spiritual state of exile, which means there's a dissonance. We're not fully present, and we're a little bit dislocated from our spiritual core. And that, the Alter Rebbe says, is the source for the mitzvah of what is called circumcision of the heart. When we think about circumcision, of course, we think in the literal sense, which is what the Rambam actually talks about in the laws of Rambam. Actually, that was a couple of days ago. So when we think circumcision, we think of circumcision of the male membrane. But the Torah also talks about circumcision of the heart. An idea, but we do apply some of the understandings of the laws of circumcision in the literal sense as it applies to the heart. So circumcision of the male membrane, there's two aspects. There's what's the coarser, thicker part of the skin, and then there's a thinner membrane. Both of them need to be removed for the circumcision to be kosher, which means not enough to just to remove the heavier foreskin, but also a membrane, which is a lighter skin, also needs to be removed for the mitzvah to be complete. So understanding that as it applies to the heart, so that means that the heart also has foreskin around it, which means, at least in a metaphysical sense. And the idea of foreskin is the idea of excessiveness, which means basically that there's a very coarse layer around the heart, and that's what leads us to very indulgent, narcissistic behavior, in which we capitulate to our lusts and desires. And then there's a more a lighter sort of membrane in which the heart desires things that are not necessarily forbidden and lustful, but just indulgent, but to a lesser severe degree. So the Torah says that we all need to engage in circumcision of the heart, which means to work on self-mastery, to work on ourselves, that we don't capitulate and indulge in the excessive desires of the heart, but rather practice discipline, restraint, and control, and find a way to remove those excessive desires, at least to the point that we don't capitulate and actually pursue them and indulge in them. The more we do that, that's like a spiritual exercise. The more we do that, the more we build up our sensitivity for holiness and sanctity. But if a person's in a place of a very me mode, if a person's in a place where what counts is what I want, and it's about me and my desires and where I'm at and what I want to indulge in, the more we indulge, the less amenable we are to being spiritually sensitive. And that is all a symptom of being in exile, the fact that we have to even contend with all the negative desires of the heart, and the soul doesn't have enough strength on its own to quench them and to suppress them, and we have to work it, is part of the personal exile that we're all in. But why we're here is to liberate ourselves from that exile, to liberate ourselves from being captives to our own baser desires. We all have that ability, and that's the mitzvah of circumcision. So the Alter Rebbe says that to control the really base, lower level in forbidden desires, that we all can do on our own. But to control desires that are not necessarily forbidden, but just indulgent, but not in a forbidden way, so for that we need help. And that God steps in, but He steps in when we remove the coarser foreskin. Then God comes to our aid and helps us in our own development, so that we're even sensitive to lesser, baser desires, and can exercise discipline in every aspect of our lives. So it's just like when we work out physically, our bodies, the more we work out, the more we build up muscle tone and muscle memory and build on that. The same thing spiritually. The more we exercise self-mastery and restraint, the more we can build on that and develop positive spiritual sensitivity and sensibility. That is today's 10 Minutes of Torah, today's Daily Dose of Torah for those who are tuning in on the podcast. Thank you very much for joining. Please share with your Facebook friends and family, and God willing, I'm actually traveling the next couple of days, so we will be tuning back in, God willing, in a few days. thank you all of you for tuning in from all over the world. Make it a great day, evening, morning, whatever time zone you're in. And thanks for tuning in.